Oh, good. It's time to welcome in the glue of the Triple M NRL team. He holds us together. Brent Reed from the Australian.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. You're not familiar with his nickname of being the glue?
No, I didn't know he was called the glue.
Yeah. How are you, Reed?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. The glue holds everything together, Gerd. You know?
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. Like a Saturday, like the Saturday show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Gerd doesn't sound convinced. All right.
No, he doesn't, does he?
Anyway. How are you, Reed? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. Not too bad. Doing a bit of homeschooling. That's driven me insane.
Oh, actually, how hard is it?
I tried to get my oldest son out of the house this Arvo. We've had a monster stink because he didn't want to leave his device. I said, no, we're going down the park to kick the footy. So basically, we took the soccer ball down there. He stood there like a statue, and I kicked it at him for 30 minutes.
Speaks volumes for your
it was very ugly.
The footy, doesn't it?
I'm sure other parents look at me going, look at this lunatic. He's
Hey, Reedy,
good times, anyway. Homeschooling, how good.
The breaking news of the day that's come out is that the Kangaroos and the Kiwis have withdrawn from the Rugby League World Cup.
Yeah, obviously. Well, it was expected, really, particularly the Kangaroos. I think we all knew that was coming because the clubs have been against it. They've got a lot in their plate at the moment, the commission. You know, obviously they had the World Cup. They've obviously got COVID going on. And you know, what's been basically put in the back burner is expansion. We should have had a decision on expansion in a week. Now, that won't be happening, but they're going to turn their attention to expansion next week because it's just been out of sight, out of mind a bit because they've had other priorities. But that will be a big discussion point with the commission next week. I would expect they will delay it for a year. That's my gut feel at the moment. I think that's what some of the clubs are pushing for, not to make the decision next year, but to actually bring the new team in 2024 rather than 2023. Make the decision now, push it back for a year. But they'll turn their mind to that next week. So, I've got a little bit of clear air at the moment, but that's the next item on their agenda.
It's a big call, Reedy. You know, obviously not going to the World Cup. Was there consultation with the RLPA and the players?
There's been a lot of consultation, Gerds, with everyone, particularly with the International Rugby League Federation, who are in charge of that. They put a whole lot of demands in front of them. Obviously, they got to a point where they weren't comfortable that those demands were met or they couldn't be met, and that's obviously why they've made the decision. I mean, the biggest people they've consulted, I think, the ARL Commission, is the clubs, because the clubs didn't want their players to go. Where it becomes interesting now is Australia and New Zealand have pulled out, but Tonga, Samoa, Fiji, they haven't pulled out, and they've got a lot of players in the NRL, so it'll be really interesting to see what happens now with those players and whether those players go. Because with Samoa or Tonga, you're talking some pretty big names. I mean, you're talking Papali, Luai, Tomalolo, big names now who aren't necessarily withdrawn from the World Cup right now.
Well, the organisers of the Rugby League World Cup have released a statement as well saying that they note the disappointing statement made by the Kangaroos and the Kiwis, which may have wide-ranging implications for international rugby league. They say they were informed at very short notice, but will continue discussions with all stakeholders to agree on the best way forward. So we wait and see on the Rugby League World Cup. Definitely no Australia, definitely no New Zealand. Does it still go ahead? I don't know. We might talk about that a bit later on. Hey, Reedy, now on Monday's edition of Reedy's Mail, you promised us a bit of a story about a Dragons recruit.
Well, that Dragons guy, potential recruit, is Moses Mbai. They obviously looked at Moses earlier in the year, a few weeks ago now, and they got it didn't get any traction at the time, but they're now looking at Moses Mbai again. It's interesting because the Dragons and Tigers are actually in the same bubble up in Queensland, so they can actually talk face-to-face or negotiate because... when you're in the same bubble, obviously you can have contact with players from other clubs and officials from other clubs. So that should make things easier. I'm not sure how advanced it is at the moment. The Dragons are definitely interested in Moses Mbai. They want him for the rest of this year. He's got 1 year to go on his contract after that. It's basically a case of now or never. If he doesn't come now, the deal's off the table as far as I'm aware, and it won't go forward next year. So that's something I think will play out over the next, 9-10 days, whether Moses Mbai joins the Dragons, but they are keen. They want to get a deal done, and they want to get done as soon as they can.
Well, he came out early in the year, didn't he, Reedy, and said that he was happy to move if the club, if the Tigers thought it was in the club's best interest, and he felt it was in his. So maybe the Tigers, I mean, he has played a little bit of first grade. He did have a pretty good run there with Luke Brooks, and they had a couple of wins when he was in it in six, but now he finds himself back on the bench.
And it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because the Dragons have played that, you know, we all call it the money ball philosophy where you get other clubs paying money for your players, and it would be the same with Moses. He's on a massive deal next year. I think next year's the last year of that mega deal he signed at the Tigers. So if he does go to the Dragons, it'll be another example. It will only happen if the Tigers put
a fair chunk
of that in. So again, it'll be a situation where the Dragons and Anthony Griffin have got a player and they've got another club paying for them. So it's pretty smart work by the Dragons. But as I said, it has to happen now. It has to happen in the next 9 or 10 days, or it won't happen.
Reedy, we're getting ready for Thursday night footy between the Eels and the Raiders, and a notable absentee from the Raiders team list is Curtis Scott, the recruit from the Melbourne Storm, who's been in the headlines for all the wrong reasons since he arrived in Canberra. What's the latest on his future?
Well, he's actually serving a quarantine period in Canberra at the moment, I believe, a two-week quarantine period. He's got a week to go of that. And then the Raiders will make a decision about whether he joins the team in Queensland or not. My gut feel right now is that won't happen. And Curtis Scott's name's already appeared on the radar of other clubs. He's got still a year or two left on that deal at Canberra. But my feeling is that he won't necessarily play for Canberra again. And I think his management is looking at alternatives for him around the NRL. I don't think they've had any bites yet, but it's interesting because, as I said, he's got a week to go in that quarantine period, and then Canberra will have a decision to make whether they bring him to Queensland or not, and we'll know then whether he's part of their plans or not. If they don't bring him up after that 1 week, you'd suspect Curtis has played his last game for the Raiders.
All right, and now, Dale Finucane. I mean, this is another thing you said on Monday. You said Friday is D-Day, and we still haven't heard anything?
No, we heard that Friday's D-Day. Liam, tomorrow's the day, the big day. So I imagine the clubs, who are the six of them or that are circling him, they're expecting a decision tomorrow. His manager confirmed again today that would be the day when they'll sit down and sift through all the offers, and there's plenty of them. So I would imagine that we may have a decision on Dale Finucane. They've got a game tomorrow night. He's not playing. I'd imagine we could potentially have a decision or an announcement before that game tomorrow.
Craig Bellamy has conceded it doesn't look great for the Storm. It's unlikely he stays there, Goods. Where do you think he is?
I don't know. I think the Sharks.
Sharks?
Certainly in the hunt. The Titans, why the Titans would go to look to another middle forward to spend a lot of their salary cap on is beyond me. I think there's other areas they need to fix up before they spend big money on Dale. So I don't know. Who else is in it? The Cowboys are interested. They got
Cowboys, the Knights.
The Knights, yeah.
Okay, what does your gut say, Reedy?
My gut says Cronulla. I just think he's got a relationship with Craig Fitzgibbon, where they're in New South Wales camp together. I know Fitzy spoke to him when they're in New South Wales camp. His manager, Andrew Purcell, looks after Nicho Hynes. Nicho Hynes has gone to Cronulla. So there's obviously a respect for what's happening at that club. And I just think Fitzy would be a great fit for them. So they've obviously got Cam McInnes coming next year to play 13. So, you know, I'd imagine you can fit them all in. But you know, it just seems a good fit for me at the moment, that one.
All right. Well, we know Reedy's mail's pretty good, but I guess tomorrow we find out if his gut's any good as well.
That's right.
Yeah, gut health is important.
I spend a lot of time with him on Saturdays. I can tell you his gut's not that good.
Wow.
Let's talk about close contact. I mean, that's the buzzword at the moment.
Brent Reed from the Australian, the glue of the Triple M NRL family. Nice work, Reedy. We'll hear from you on Saturday.
See you tomorrow.
I'm going to go wrestle kids. All right, good stuff.